I've seen you when you guys were here. I gotta ask, like, there are, once again, no wrong answers. But who were some of your favorite guests to just come in and sit in with you guys, where you guys had the freak out moment, like, oh my God, this person wanted to jam with us? Like Dwelly was good, and I felt that in the audience, so I only assume that was close to 10 years ago, so there's been many more. But please, who were the people who sat in with you guys and were just kind of like, oh my God, this is happening?
I mean, it's hard for me not to repeat this one. I mean, there's been so many great ones. There's been so many great ones, but Stevie Wonder's at the top of that list, and probably it's going to be hard to top that one. I mean, we were out in L.A. This is years ago, and like Stevie came out to the show. I had no idea he was there, which is probably none of us did. It was probably a good thing. And then, like, after we were done, we got off stage and we were kind of getting ready for the encore. And back then, we were doing Jesus Children of America, like, kind of every night as the encore, But we were ready to do that. We were just saying, okay, cool, yeah. And then someone came down and said, oh, Stevie Wonder wants to sit in with you guys. And we was like looking at each other, he's like, kidding me. Like, he was there the entire night, was digging the show. So we go out there. He said, well, his driver has to go out to the car to get his harmonica. Like, all right, cool. Steve's going to come play harmonica with us, So I get out there, I go out first and start playing, and we're going to Jesus Show in America. Everyone in the crowd doesn't know what's about to happen. They're just like, oh, cool. They've seen us before or whatever. They know, they're digging on the tune. And then I remember, and then all of a sudden I look over to my left behind Neil, and I'm getting the thumbs up, and there's Stevie Wonder standing there behind Neil. And again, no one in the crowd could see this, So we break it down a little bit. I say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Stevie Wonder. And so while we're playing the tune, before I said that, people are like, kind of wilding out, you hear, hear
Right,
people
right.
screaming and all that kind of stuff, And then for a split second after I said Stevie Wonder's about to come out, for like it almost felt like 5 minutes, but I know it was a split second. The whole place went silent because I'm sure most people in the crowd were like, "Wait, what did he just say?" And then all of a sudden Stevie Wonder walks out, and the place just erupted.
Yeah,
And then he
because
comes, yeah, and so Stevie comes over and he stands in between me and Krez. So the tripped out thing is I'd never seen Stevie Wonder live before, just on television. You know what I mean? And then the
right.
first time I ever see Stevie Wonder, he's standing right next to me. It's just a trip, man. And then so he's playing harmonica, he's getting down. I'm like, all right, this is cool. I figure like he's probably just coming out to play a little harmonica. But the whole time we're playing, I'm like, well, he's never gonna sing though, because I figured that's
Yeah.
for the special. For his, and then he just got into it, and then he started singing, and man, it was the most incredible night ever. I mean, like I said, man, like I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody else who's, we've had some great people who come sit in with us, but that was just,
It's tough to beat. I'm with that.
it's tough to beat. Yeah, it's tough to beat. And the funny thing is, man, like it's just an amazing thing is like. As a, I sing, I'm a pretty decent singer, but, as a singer, you always say, really good singers, you should sing from your toes, like, and Stevie Wonder, like, not only sang from his toes, like, his whole body, he's his entire body is his instrument. I'd never seen anything like it, man. Like, the sound was, I mean, it was coming out of his mouth, but to you talk about aura or, presence or aura or
Right,
whatever,
right.
like just how he just embodied, I mean, it was just permeate, I mean, it was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. I
Oh.
mean, he's just a special individual,
I mean, yeah, trust me, we like we're out of Detroit. We see Stevie quite often, and sometimes until you see him live, you kind of sort of take it for granted. if that makes sense, where you have this greatness at all the time. Then sometimes we, when like he'll pop in with some of the guys here or at a show or something, you're like, oh yeah, that's why he's Stevie Wonder. And then it just all comes together.
Exactly.